Scientists say a freak of nature is loose and headed our way, El Niño. The weather commotion with the bad reputation should make its presence felt over the next few months. But meteorologists say not to worry, it's likely to be a mild El Niño. In fact, forecasters are now so good at predicting El Niño's behavior that people are learning how to plan for its arrival and even make some money off it. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
El Niño is a weather avalanche. It starts out with a tiny spike in the temperature of the western Pacific Ocean. Water shifts eastward and the actual shape of the Pacific changes. Wind patterns shift and jet streams wobble. Weather changes from Asia to the Americas.
In the winter of 1982-83, we endured probably the most significant El Niño event of the century. And we were really caught off guard by it. We didn't predict it. We didn't see it coming, and we were sort of taken back by it.
Meteorologist David Chagnon of Northern Illinois University says after 1982, climate scientists seeded the Pacific with sensors floating on buoys. They put instruments on satellites. In 1997, they saw another El Niño coming, but they didn't reckon on its fury. From Florida to California, it caused storms, tornadoes, and killer mudslides.
We saw it coming, barreling down at us, just screaming down right towards the back of the house where we were standing.
I, in fact, went back upstairs to get a glass of water and looked out our front picture window and saw this enormous funnel cloud heading straight our way.
I'm still missing some friends. I don't know where they're at. I'm kind of hoping they're still around. I can run into them, see if they're all right, because I know their trailer was completely demolished.
Chagnon says scientists are now better at tracking El Niño, which comes about every 4 years, and that makes long-term weather predictions more accurate. But Chagnon says many people aren't aware of how useful that can be.
I feel like sort of a kid in a candy store who just wants to jump up and down about what I know, but the funny thing is that the user is sitting outside the candy store looking in at me and saying, "That guy's an idiot. I don't know what to do with what he knows."
One man who does know is Bob Sturtz. He weighs the weather future before buying jet fuel and de-icing chemicals for United Airlines. He can advise United to buy futures contracts that lock in prices early or wait to buy on the spot market. And El Niño can make a big difference.
If we were to be looking at a warmer than normal winter, we would probably delay stocking fuel for the winter, recognizing that in an El Niño winter, we've actually experienced the lowest prices of the year in the December-January timeframe.
And that's what Sturtz is doing this year. He says shaving one penny per gallon off the price of jet fuel can save United $25 million a year. Utility companies now monitor El Niño predictions before buying natural gas contracts. The investment firm Solomon Smith Barney just published a 21-page report that predicts El Niño's effects on citrus, winter wheat, and other commodities. And El Niño alters the market for weather derivatives. These are like insurance policies, says Chagnon. A company pays a premium, and if winter temperatures swing way out of the norm, the company's losses are covered.
It'd be like a guy who sells Cokes at football games at Northern Illinois University. What that person might do is buy a weather derivative contract to reduce the risk that you might have one or two of those games be rain days.
So what to expect this year? Well, the National Weather Service says don't bolt the door. This El Niño will likely be mild. The fall may be drier in the northwestern and mid-Atlantic states. Winter looks to be drier in the Ohio Valley and northern Rockies. The South will get a wet winter and the North a warmer one. El Niño will have larger effects overseas. Scientists at Columbia University's Earth Institute in New York are warning countries to prepare. The Institute's Max Dilley says there are lots of things that can be done.
Some of the examples are how much water you release from a reservoir. Farmers can change the timing of planting, or they can change the kinds of varieties they plant.
Dilley says several countries already are seeing unusual weather from El Niño. Heavy rains in western South America, drier weather in parts of Brazil, and more drought in South Africa. North America will be next. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.